They sing songs about everybody and everything, with one grievous omission. We are here to right that wrong with a song very simply entitled The United States Marine Corps Aviator. On a 3-year assignment in Pensacola, Florida, with the Naval Air Training Command.
That's a title.
Just play, Charlie. They sing about John Henry and old Davy Crockett, too. They sing about the Navy captain and his sweating crew. They sing about the doctor and the lawyer and the chief.
They even sing about the bum, the killer, and the thief.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry. Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Poor boy, you're bound to die.
Well, they sing about the filthy rich, and they sing about the poor. And don't you know they even sing about atomic war? They sing about the mountains and San Francisco Bay.
They even sing a song about a man named Charlie who rides the MTA.
Oh, will he ever return?
Oh, no, he'll never return.
And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever in the streets of Austin. He's a man who never returned.
Everybody
singing folk songs, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Peter, Paul, and Mary singing folk songs. They've sung of almost everyone who's ever walked this land, except the United States Marine Corps Aviator on a 3-year assignment in Pensacola, Florida, with the Naval Air Training Command.
They've covered every walk in life, from king to chicken plucker. They've sung about Paul Bunyan
and even Tommy Tucker.
Why history's been invaded by a guitar-picking throne.
And anyone who's anyone's been written up in song.
Oh, Dr. Freud.
Oh, Dr. Freud.
Oh, Dr. Freud.
Cha-cha-cha,
how we wish you had been differently employed.
But the set of circumstances sure enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Well, they sing about salvation, and they sing about damnation. They sing about most everything in all of God's creation. They sing about the mockingbird, the kangaroo, and the dog.
They even sing a courtin' song about the goldern frog.
Froggy went a courtin', he did ride.
Well, Froggy went a courtin', he did ride. Froggy went a-courtin', he did ride, with the guitar hanging by his side.
Everybody singing folk songs, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Peter, Paul, and Mary singing folk songs. They've sung of almost everyone who's ever walked this land, except the United States Marine Corps Aviator on a 3-year assignment in Pensacola, Florida, with the Naval Air Training Command.
There's Chad Mitchell Trio and the Smothers
that's
Brothers,
right.
Odetta,
oh, yeah.
And Baez. There's Richie Seeger, the Limelighters,
yeah,
Sherman and Lopez.
Yeah.
But regardless of their age or sex, from Ives to Oscar Brand,
why, they've all ignored the greatest, bravest hero in the land.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli.
Everybody singing folk songs, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, every Peter, Paul, and Mary singing folk songs. They've sung of almost everyone who's ever walked this land, except the United States Marine Corps Aviator on a 3-year assignment in Pensacola, Florida, with the Naval Air Training Command.
They tell the story in ancient Greek mythology of Icarus, who along with his father was taken prisoner and put behind high prison walls. They decided to escape and fashion for themselves wings of wax. Icarus flew over the high walls, but in so doing, flew too close to the sun. His wax wings melted and he fell to earth. We felt that he was the first pilot and decided to immortalize him in song.
That lucky bird
He simply up and flies.
Icarus, Icarus, you tried to fly, and aviation was begun. Icarus, Icarus, you lost your wings when they melted in the sun. We're sorry, Mr. Icarus, that you didn't know the score. But poor Icarus, Icarus, you should have studied more.
Birds have their wings, they are born for the skies. But man takes a chance every time that he flies.
Pre-Icarus, Icarus, just like you, we dare to take a chance. We fly by day, we fly by night, we fly by the seat of our pants. And just like you, Mr. Icarus, with your trickerous wings of wax, although we break some records, we also break some backs.
All a bird must do to fly is spread his wings and wave goodbye. He does not have to pass the test, he only has to leave the nest. He has no scientific care as he leaps into the air. The lucky bird, he simply up and flies.
Icarus, Icarus, dickery dock, you flew too near the sun. And Icarus, Icarus, you lost your wings and your flying days were done. Ambicarus, Vicarus, Icarus, you tried too much too soon. For now look at us, Mr. Icarus, we're trying to reach the moon.
Birds have their wings, they are born for the skies. But man takes a chance every time that he flies.
Well, all a bird must do to fly is spread his wings and wave goodbye. He doesn't have to pass the test, he only has to leave the nest. He has no scientific care. As he leaps into the air, the lucky bird, he simply up and flies. All a bird must do to fly is spread his wings and wave goodbye. He doesn't have to pass the test, he only has to leave the nest. He has no scientific care. As he leaps into the air, the lucky bird, he simply up and flies.
The lucky bird, he simply up and flies.
Ladies and gentlemen, the sound you hear is a message being sent from outer space. We will now translate that message into musical verse.
Oh, let me tell you the story of an astronaut jarhead, a brave and a daring lad. Put his dog tags in his pocket, kissed his wife and his children, and went down to the launching pad.
Never return, oh no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever in the wild blue yonder, he's the man who never returned.
Strapped himself into the capsule and began the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Then with a roar so mighty it shook all Cape Canaveral, he shot into the rising sun.
Oh, will he ever return? Oh, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Poor Colonel,
he may ride forever in the wild blue yonder, he's the man who'll never return.
Everything went perfect as he shot into orbit. He smiled and he sang this tune.
From the halls of Montezuma
to the craters of the moon.
Oh, will he ever return? Oh, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever in the wild blue yonder, he's a man who'll never return.
And then came the time of expected re-entry. He pushed a button down. But for some strange reason, there was a malfunction. And still he went round and round and round. Oh, will he ever return? Oh, no, he'll never return. And his fate is still unlearned.
He may ride forever in the wild blue yonder. He's the man who never returned.
Oh, the seasons may come,
and the seasons may go, but his wife still has her hopes. And for Christmas this year, she'll give all of the children their own high-power telescopes. Oh, will he ever return? Oh, no, he'll never return. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever in the wild blue yonder. He's a man who'll never return. Now, whenever the kids are asked about their daddy, there isn't much that they can say. But they tell the other children they can see him nightly as he shoots across the Milky Way. Oh, will he ever return? Oh, no, he'll never return. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever in the wild blue yonder. He's a man who'll never return. Now somewhere there are children with a Sputnik for a daddy who watches them from on high. And if you listen closely, you may hear him shouting, take care of Mom and Semper Fi. Oh, will he ever return? Oh, no, he'll never return. And his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever in the wild blue yonder. He's a man who'll never return. He's a man who'll never return. He's a man who'll never return.
Here is one of our favorites, a story of seduction and betrayal.
Yeah, sex.
Marine, green, I'm going away to the far side of the hill. Marine, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Marine, green, I'm going away to the far side of the hill. Marine, green, I'm going away to where the grass is greener still. Mary Lou sat at the bar, a-flirtin' with the men. She fell in love with Captain Jim the moment he walked in. It was his marine green that did the trick. Marine green always will. From Iwakuni to Pensacola Beach, marine green pays the bill. Marine green, I'm a-going away to the far side of the hill. Marine green, I'm a-going away to where the grass is greener still.
As you could tell from that introductory verse, Mary Lou's initial interest in Captain Jim was strictly monetary.
That's right.
However, yeah, we can assure you that all subsequent motivation was strictly prurient.
Prurient.
Yeah, that's a classy word.
Yes, prurient rhymes with orient and means lustful.
Lustful.
Mary Lou took Jimmy home, and much to her surprise,
why, when he took his shirt and his trousers off, she couldn't believe her eyes. 'Cause there was his
marine green, believe it or not, from his neck down to his knees. Poor Mary Lou had never seen marine green BBDs. Marine green, I'm a-going away to the far side of the hill. Marine green, I'm a-going away to where the grass is greener still.
Just like they do in the popular modern American novel, we'll skip the rest of that seduction scene and go to the next morning.
Yes, because they're married.
Married already?
Tijuana.
Captain Jim was an honest man. He made Mary honest too. And though she became a captain's wife, she often felt quite blue. For he was so green, it's sad to say, greener than the grass of spring. And almost every night you'd hear poor frustrated Mary sing. Marine green.
I'm a-going away to the far side of the hill.
How did she get in here?
Marine green, I'm a-going away to where the grass is greener still. Marine green, I'm a-going away to the far side of the hill. Marine green, I'm a-going away to where the grass is greener still.
But give a jarhead any job and he'll do it to excess. And in a very short time, my friends, sex became his M.O.S.
M.O.S. That's military, occupational specialty. Well, Mary Lou is a satisfied, you can bet she wants to stay. But now old Jim is looking around, and this is what you hear him say. Marine green, I'm a-going away to the far side of the hill. Marine green, I'm a-going away to where the grass is greener still. Marine green, I'm a-going away to the far side of the hill. Ewapuni. Marine green, I'm a-going away to where the grass is greener still. To where the grass is greener still. To where the grass is greener still.
Go Minasai, baby son.
Sayonatra, Sinabatra.
Here's a song dedicated to the latest fashion in women's clothing, the topless swimsuit and the topless evening dress.
Look her in the eyeballs, mister, though you feel ridiculous. Yes, look her in the eyeballs, mister, or you'll make her feel conspicuous. Look her in the eyeballs, mister, though you feel ridiculous. Yes, look her in the eyeballs, mister, or you'll make her feel conspicuous.
If you go to the beach to take a swim and you find a her dressed like a him, don't get carried away by a whim. Here's all you have to do.
Just look her in the eyeballs, mister, though you feel ridiculous. Just look her in the eyeballs, mister, or you'll make her feel conspicuous.
If you go into a barber shop and the manicurist wears no top, there's no need to call a cop. Here's all you have to do.
Just look her in the eyeballs, mister, though you feel ridiculous. Just look her in the eyeballs, mister, or you'll make her feel conspicuous.
If you go to a party where the bosoms are bare and you find that you're inclined to stare, but you want to be debonair, here's all you have to do.
Just look her in the eyeballs, mister, though you feel ridiculous. Just look her in the eyeballs, mister, or you'll make her feel conspicuous.
If you go to a bar to have some gin and a barmaid's top is simply skin and you're worried about your adrenaline, Charlie, what do I do?
I know. Look her in the eyeballs, mister, though you feel ridiculous. Yes. Just look her in the eyeballs, mister, or you'll make her feel conspicuous. Look her in the eyeballs, mister, though you feel ridiculous. Just look her in the eyeballs, mister, or you'll make her feel conspicuous. If you follow our advice and look her in the old eyeballs, a gentleman, the chances are you won't see nothing at all.
When he enlisted in the Corps, she said, you don't love me anymore. He said, my darling, it isn't true. My country has a job for me to do. Yeah, 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 yeah. Boom, ba, boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, boom. He said, my darling, don't you grieve. In 16 weeks they'll give me leave. And you will always be my queen. Be true to your teen age marine. Yeah, 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 yeah. Boom, ba, boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, boom, ba, 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 boom, ba, boom, ba, 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 boom. But she let him down, she ran around with every other guy in town. And every night he sang the blues as he polished his brass and shined his shoes. Yeah, 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 yeah. Boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, boom, ba, boom, ba, ba, boom, 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 ba, boom. And then the time for furlough came. He went home and he called her name. She said, "Stop knocking at my door. You made your choice. It was the Corps." Yeah, 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 yeah. But then the poor girl chanced to peek, and she felt her heart grow weak. Into his arms she quickly ran, for now he was her teenage man. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh yeah, the United States Marine Corps Bill's
Hey, Chuck, do you know who just walked in?
Who just walked
in? Danny Smith, Chief of the Naval Air Basic Training Command. Yeah, do you have a song for him?
Yes, I've got a song for him.
Old Chief Smith, you're quite a guy. Hey,
la-di-la-di-lo. Wait a minute. Chuck, wait a minute. You don't call the Chief of the Naval Air Basic Training Command Chief.
You don't call the Chief Chief?
It's just not done.
Well, that figures in the Navy. Okay, I got one here.
Well, Danny Smith, you're quite a gent. Hey, lily, lily, low, you just...
Danny Smith, Admiral, Admiral. Before you put us in the brig,
hey, lily, lily, low,
here's a song we hope you dig.
Hey, lily, lily, low, Cinnabatra, Cinnabatra, Chief of the Naval Air Basic Training Command. Cinnabatra, Cinnabatra, we hope that you will understand.
When a student just can't fly, and a speedy board says goodbye, who sends them back for another try?
Hearted guy, Cinnabatra, Cinnabatra, Chief of the Naval Air Basic Training Command. Cinnabatra, Cinnabatra,
they know that you will understand. When we've had too much to drink, and we find it's hard to think, so we wind up in the clink.
Who is going to raise a stink?
Oh, but I know.
Who? Cinnabatra, Cinnabatra, Chief of the Naval Air Basic Training Command. Cinnabatra, Cinnabatra,
he'll see we get our fannies tan. When we make those rivets pop, or when we have bent a prop,
boing,
by whose office must we stop?
Who's the senior traffic cop?
I'll bet I know.
Cinny.
Cinny? Cinny who?
Cinny Batra. Cinny Batra. Chief of the Naval Air Basic Training Command. Cinny Batra. Cinny Batra.
You'd better watch those crosswinds when you land. When we work from sun to sun, turning out those students one by one, who's going to smile and say a job well done?
By now we know you know that dirty son of a gun. Cinnabatra, Cinnabatra, Chief of the Naval Air Basic Training Command. Cinnabatra,
Santa Barbara.
We'll gladly let him shake our hand.
Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara.
Chief of the Naval Air Base, he trained a man.
Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara, Santa Barbara.
From the land of the snow-white, sandy beaches and swaying palms, we bring you the legend of a beloved disc jockey. The other night, I had a date. We got home just a wee bit late. I took her in my arms and I held her near. And do you know what she whispered in my ear?
He's my main man!
Who, me?
No!
Papa Dunn! Papa Dunn, Papa, 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 Papa Dunn. You better hurry up and turn your radio on and listen to Papa Dunn.
Well, I got a ticket and I went to court. The judge, he seemed like a decent sort. He listened to my case, then he shook his head. And do you know what his honor said?
Why, that boy makes me glad all over myself.
Who, me?
No!
Papa Dunn, Papa Dunn, Papa, 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 Papa Dunn. You better hurry up and turn your radio on and listen to Papa Dunn.
Hello, Papa Dunn speaking.
Oh, Papa Dunn, it's Louise.
Well, hi, Louise. How are you tonight?
Oh, Papa Dunn, can I make you feel good?
You want to make Papa Dunn feel good? Well, now, just a minute, Louise. Let me brace myself. Now, hold on. Just a minute. Just a minute.
All right, I'm ready!
Papa Don, you're my main man!
Ooh, we got a winner!
Who?
Papa Don, Papa Don, Papa, 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 Papa Don. You better hurry up and turn the radio on and listen to Papa Don.
Well, I got sick and I went to bed. Everyone knew I'd soon be dead. But the doc refused to listen to my heart. And I got scared when I saw him depart. Doc, don't leave me!
But I got to.
Why?
Cause I'm gonna listen to a
Papa Don. A Papa Don. Papa, 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 Papa Don. You better hurry up and turn the radio on and listen to Papa Don. You better hurry up and turn the radio on and listen to Papa Don.
It took the Lord 6 days to create the universe, and on the seventh day he rested. But it was on the sixth day that he made the most beautiful of all his handicraft.
Fish.
No, stupid man.
On the sixth day of creation, the Lord breathed into clay, and man became the king of earthly life. But man was very lonely, so the Lord put him to sleep and took a rib and fashioned him a wife.
Yes, the Lord created woman.
Fabulous woman with a beautiful body and such a wonderful head and such beautiful eyes thereon and a provocative nose and a sumptuous mouth.
And then he spoiled it by putting a tongue in it.
Lord, 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 give me back that rib. Lord, give me back that bone. Lord, 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 give me back that rib. I think I'd rather live alone.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'd rather live alone.
Man was very happy in his garden paradise, for all he had to do was play with Eve. But the devil tempted woman, and the woman tempted man, and from this paradise they had to leave. In other words, Adam and Eve got kicked out of the garden. And do you know what Adam and Eve did when they got kicked out of the garden?
No, I don't.
They raised Cain as long as they were able.
Adam soon discovered that vacation time was over. Now it would be a life of sweat and toil. He also found their natures no longer were angelic, and woman's blood was quickly made to boil.
Not only did woman have a temper now, but she was also very suspicious.
Adam came home from the jungle late one night. Eve took one look at him and said, "You've been out late with another woman." Adam said, "How can I do that? You're the only woman in the world." She says, "I know you've been running around." He said, "Look, lady, if you don't believe me,
Count my ribs.
Lord, 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 give me back that rib. Lord, give me back that bone. Lord, 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 give me back that rib. I think I'd rather live alone. I think I'd rather live alone.
Man went forth to multiply, society was born. Ambitious woman tried to prove her worth. And if her wits were lacking, then she used her sex appeal. The hands that rocked the cradle ruled the earth.
For instance, Queen Cleopatra. And one day in Queen Cleopatra's court, Antony was searching for her, and not finding her, he sent a page to locate her. A few moments later, the page returned and said, "I am sorry, but Queen Cleopatra is in bed with laryngitis." To which Antony, being extremely jealous, replied,
"All those damn Greeks are just alike."
As the years roll onward, the man improved his world, and with the woman reproduced his kind. But though he grew in wisdom, he still had to admit he could not understand a woman's mind.
For instance, the other night, my wife came home from shopping. She had a $3,000 mink coat. When I first saw it, I almost fell over. I said to her, "Nance," I said, "can't you overcome temptation?" She said, "But I tried. They brought out this beautiful coat, put it on me, and I said, 'Satan, get thee behind me.'" Well, I said, "But you still have the coat. What happened?" "Well," she said, "Satan said it looked good from back here, so I bought it anyway."
Lord, 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 give me back that rib. Lord, give me back that bone. Lord, 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 give me back that rib. I think I'd rather live alone. I think I'd rather live alone.
Now you would think a woman would be glad to have a man who'd buy her food and clothes and pay the rent. But when he brings the bacon home, she always makes a fuss. She wants him to account for every cent. One morning, 5 o'clock, staggering drunk, this guy comes in the door, and his wife greets him at the door, and she says, "Well, what brings you home at this time in the morning?" And he replied,
"Breakfast."
"Oh," she said, "you're drunk again. You mean to tell me you're drunk again?"
"Well, if you don't want, I won't tell you then."
"Well, look, give me your paycheck. Just give me your paycheck."
"I haven't got it."
"You don't have your paycheck?"
"No, cause it's because I bought some for the house."
"Oh, you did? Why?"
"Yeah, a round of drinks."
"Lord, Lord, Lord, give me back that rib. Lord, give me back that bone. Lord, 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 give me back that rib. I think I'd rather live alone. Yes, Lord, I think I'd rather live alone."
"Now, Lord, we do appreciate that you were being kind when you presented Adam with a bride.
But in all due respect, Lord, it's gotten out of hand. Oh, won't you put that rib back in my side?" On second thought, Chuck, you know, I'm just thinking about our beautiful wives and our beautiful girlfriends and all the beautiful women down through the ages. I think we ought to change the chorus.
Okay, and I have just the thing.
You got it?
Yeah. "Lord, Lord, Lord, you can keep that rib. Yes, Lord, yes, sirree.
Lord, 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 you can keep that rib. It would not look as good on me.
No, no,
it would not look as good on me. Well, Lord, 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 you can keep that rib. Yes, Lord, yes, sirree.
Yes, sirree, oh, Lord,
Lord, Lord, you can keep that rib. It would not look as good on me.
No, no,
it would not look as good on me. It would not look as good on me."
Well, there's a time for laughter, and there's a time for tears, but there's always time for song.
There's a time for sadness,
there's a time for joy,
and there's always time for a song. And as the captains sing out their song, let the spirit move you, sing along. La 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along. La 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along.
We have a little musical game here, a sing-along. Just follow the instructions. We start out with one la. Chuck, show 'em.
La, 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along.
Everybody try it now.
La, 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along.
Well, now you've got the right idea. You know just what to do. So let's hear you sing along with two.
La, 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along.
Get rid of your inhibitions. Set your spirit free.
Let's do it.
And let's hear you sing along with three.
La, 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 la. La la la, la la la. Let the spirit move you, sing along.
Well, you're learning very quickly, so let us add one more, and let's hear you sing along with four.
La 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along.
Well, set this joint a-jumpin',
yeah,
let's keep this song alive, and let's hear you sing along with five.
La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
Let the spirit move you, sing along.
Well, come on, you lusty gentlemen, come on, you lovely chicks, now let's hear you sing along with six.
La 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along.
Let your voices ring out unto heaven. And while you're at it, let's try for seven.
La 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along.
Well, you all are doing wonderful. You all are doing great. Now let's hear you sing along with eight.
La 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along.
Man, this crowd has been tremendous. Yeah, man, they've really been fine. Let's see them finish the thing off with nine.
La 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along. And as the captains sing out their song, let the spirit move you, sing along. La 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 la, la 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 la. Let the spirit move you, sing along. La la la.